Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Ziff Davis Enterprise Changing Channels podcast with your host, Mike Vizard. Today we're going to be talking about two things that don't normally appear in the same sentence all that often, business intelligence and the channel, with Bill Davidson, who's the CEO of a company called Alliance Analytics, and we'll be back in a minute.
The Microsoft Partner Program is your map to success, providing you with training, exclusive product information, lead generation, and more. Map out your company's success at partner.microsoft.com/US/success.
Bill, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Mike. Good to be here.
It's always been a challenge for the channel executive anywhere, and channel chiefs do have one of the hardest jobs out there, to kind of find out what's going on in their channels and kind of make sense of it. So why has that challenge always been with us, and what can we do about it?
Partner management has been around for a while, and it's primarily, I call it, more numbers-based, more quantitative, measure-based, revenue versus objective, those kind of things. And it looks really at the performance. How much did you sell? Where are we at? How much money did it cost a vendor to promote the channel? But there hasn't been a lot to assist in terms of measurement, assist them in making more informed decisions based on the things that are causing revenue's objectives not to be met, such as the qualitative objectives or broken processes or policies that are not working, those kind of things.
Yeah, and when you think about that, isn't that kind of a fallback then, when I don't have any visibility and I don't know what is going on, is I just tend to manage the channel with a blunt instrument, and I fall back on an 80-20 rule or a 90-10 rule in some instances. But everywhere we go these days, we're hearing that solution providers are trying to get the right partners in the right space at the right time, but it doesn't feel like they have the tools to do that. So what is it that you guys do that kind of helps enable the channel to be smarter about how it partners with who?
We have created a business intelligence and analytics tool called Partner Value Optimizer, which measures the processes, policies, programs, and people between organizations, so between the vendors out there and their partner organizations on an individual partnership-by-partnership basis. And that information, some would call it qualitative, some would call it survey information. But if you take a survey or you take qualitative information and you start compiling it quarter over quarter over quarter, you start actually to get the information you need to really make better management decisions regarding your partnerships. You'll be able to start to see patterns on what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong, what the vendors were doing right and wrong between themselves and between their partners.
Does that mean then they can maybe even make more predictive kind of what-if scenarios so that, if I change a program over here and it adds this much more layer of process, they can actually get a sense of what the downstream impact of that is?
Absolutely. PVO, or Partner Value Optimizer for short, measures a couple hundred different variables based on the inputs from the partner side of the business and the vendor side of the business. And in compiling that information over time, and you see these patterns, you should be able to predict what the effect is going to be and what the cause and effect is going to be if you change a particular personnel piece or a process piece or a policy piece between the organizations. You'll start to have history of those types of measurements, which today they don't have.
How do I get the data in the first place? Because everybody kind of is running around. They may have a spreadsheet or they've got a CRM application. Very rarely do they have a BI app, whether that's Cognos or Business Objects or something else. So how do I get the data in some kind of shape that I can actually do some kind of analysis against it?
What we've created, Mike, is you can call it a survey, but we've put intelligence behind that survey. We've put a very complex algorithm, actually several complex algorithms, underneath the questionnaire, if you will, tied the questions to the policies and the processes that they represent, the people that they represent. And that compilation through just seemingly to the user, a simple survey. When it gets back to our analytical Oracle database. It goes through and takes all these measurements, runs them through the algorithms, and then comes up with analytical data or more intelligent data based on those simple survey questions or seemingly simple survey questions that have been asked.
And now you're using this not just in the tech space, right? It seems to me it would apply anywhere, but how did you kind of bring it to the tech space and, is there something about the application itself that has anything in particularly attributable to the technology sector?
Well, probably first and foremost, my background is more in the technology space, and that's why we really started there with the first-gen experience of the things that go right and the things that go wrong between vendors and their partners. And really, the technology space is the newest space where alliances and partnerships and channels really occur. That didn't really get going until the mid to late 60s, early 70s, and partnerships or partnering programs really didn't start to hit their stride until the early 90s. So there's not a lot of information out there. There hasn't been a lot of information out there on how you measure these complex relationships between vendors and partners. We did find that in pharmaceutical space and biotech spaces, they're developing products or molecules to solve a medical problem. Those alliances run very similarly to those in the technology space, and the same for in the financial services sector and manufacturing sectors as well.
When you think about it, there's a lot of pressure today on companies across the board driven by compliance issues and Sarbanes-Oxley and whatever else. Is this a tool that would also give a company a better way to audit what's going on in their channels so that they'd be able to say to some auditor or some government organization that says, hey, we can actually see what's happening in our channels, because for everybody else it's a little bit on the murky side?
They can very, very easily do this. We started with an add-on to the product was a Sarbanes-Oxley module, but really when you're collecting the initial data or the data quarter over quarter in these surveys, you're actually measuring processes that need to be validated on a quarter-by-quarter basis per a government compliance or a Sarbanes-Oxley requirement.
Yeah. And how long do I have to be running your software to kind of get a baseline or a set of benchmarks? Do I have to have, six analysts who can, crunch through the numbers to figure out what's going on? Or, how easy is it to deal with?
It's really very, very simple. We've built intelligence into the product. Most BI products out there today require a business analyst to go and look at the data and see where these relationships happen to be. We've built a crawler into PBO's reporting solution, and it looks for changes quarter over quarter. And once those changes between responses go outside of a particular range that's set by the customer, those will automatically kick out.
Oh, so I can set up some kind of benchmarks that are not only passive but also dynamic, so that if I have a certain threshold and something exceeds that threshold, I get an alert or an email or something?
You would. The system will actually present it through the software to you upon opening up and logging in.
If I look at my partners, like reaching back, not to the channel executives, but looking back to the solution providers, ultimately, does that lower cost to them because the vendor partner is more efficient? Have you gotten any feedback on that level?
We expect the feedback on that level. Right now, vendors are spending upwards of $5 million a year on partnering programs. And it's difficult for them to decide where to spend the money. And through the use of Partner Value Optimizer and those benchmarks, they will begin to see where to spend the money, where it's going to have the greatest impact on which particular partners. So you can do a much better job of slicing up that pie.
So, and this, I guess the product itself is a Partner Value Optimizer. But what are the objections you hear from vendors in terms of implementing? Because on face value, at least, it sounds like it's kind of a no-brainer, but there must be some hurdle they got to overcome.
hurdle is probably how busy they are generating revenue and working with their partners today, which is always the case in any growing business sector. We haven't had a lot of no's. We have a lot of timing, but not a lot of no's.
That's kind of like the old joke, I'm so busy putting out the fires that I can't stop to talk about fire prevention.
Exactly, that's exactly right. And through use, and the ROI on the product is within the first 90 days. When we turn over the keys to the customer, we give them the first full set of data, information, intelligence, and analytics. So they'll have a benchmark to initially begin from.
And then they'd have something to measure the effect of a specific program. Because one of the things you do hear them complain about all the time is they have no idea if the program was inefficient because it was a bad program or just nobody heard about it. And so now, how would I test or measure whether or not a certain program was working? Are there different scenarios or case studies that I would use to figure that out?
There are different questions, and the questions that you ask are the questions that you and I would ask: is why did it work? Why didn't it work? Did you have enough marketing support? Were the leads cold by the time you got them? Had they been worked already by a vendor and then sent to the partners to follow up on? And all of those questions can be asked through the tool. And all those responses will come back, which will give them or the vendors the ability to look and see what is working and what is not working.
And what does it cost somebody to put this together? And do I have to buy the software, or is it software as a service, or how do you go about the delivery vehicle?
Today, customers buy the software. We are looking into possibly providing it as a software as a service tool. We have not made the decision on that as yet. The average cost to implement software and the implementation may be $100,000 to $125,000. So somewhere in the same pricing realm of any other business intelligence tool or CRM type of tool.
Okay. And where are you in terms of the number of companies that have adopted it? Are you still in the early stages, or where are you?
We are still in the early stages. We released the product for general release in June of this year, and we are filling the pipeline to get a couple of deals in before the end of this year, and do expect those to happen.
Okay, and we'll be back in a minute.
The Microsoft Partner Program is your map to success, providing you with training, exclusive product information, lead generation, and more. Map out your company's success at partner.microsoft.com/US/success.
This podcast, like all our podcasts, can be found on channelinsider.com. We also invite you to check out our whole library of technology podcasts on eweek.com. Bill, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Mike, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll see you all around the next bend in the channel.